Gollum was talking to himself. Smeagol was holding a debate with some other thought that used the same voice but made it squeak and hiss. A pale light and a green light alternated in his eyes as he spoke.
"Smeagol promised,"
said the first thought.
"Yes, yes, my precious,"
came the answer.
"We promised to save our precious, not to let him have it. Never. But it's going to him, yes. Nearer every step. What's the Hobbit going to do with it, we wonders? Yes, we wonders.
I don't know. I can't help it. Master's got it. Smeagol promised to help the master."
"Yes. Yes, to help the master. The master of the precious. But if we was master, then we could help ourselves. Yes, and still keep promises."
"But Smeagol said it would be very, very good. Nice hobbit. He took cruel rope off Smeagol's leg. He speaks nicely to me."
"Very, very good, eh, my precious? Let's be good. Good as fish. Sweet one. But to ourselves. Not hurt the nice hobbit, of course. No, no."
"But the precious holds the promise,"
the voice of Smeagol objected.
"Then take it," said the other, "and let's hold it ourselves. Then we shall be master Gollum. Make the other hobbit, the nasty, suspicious hobbit, make him crawl. Yes, Gollum!
But not the nice hobbit.
Oh, no. If it doesn't please us, still, he's a Baggins, my precious. Yes, a Baggins. A Baggins stole it. He found it, and he said nothing, nothing. We hate Bagginses.
Not this Baggins.
Yes, every Baggins. All peoples that keep the precious. We must have it.
But he'll see. He'll know. He'll take it from us.
He sees, he knows. He heard us make silly promises. Against his orders, yes, must take it. The wraiths are searching. Must take it.
Not for him.
No, sweet one. See, my precious, if we has it, then we can escape. Even from him, eh? Perhaps we grows very strong. Stronger than wraiths. Lord Smeagol, Gollum the Great, the Gollum, eat fish every day, 3 times a day, fresh from the sea, most precious Gollum, must have it, we want it, we want it, we want it."
"But there's 2 of them. They wake too quick and kill us,"
whined Smeagol in a last effort.
"Not now, not yet.
We want it, but..."
And here there was a long pause, as if a new thought had wakened.
"Not yet. Perhaps not, eh? Yes.
No, no, not that way,
wailed Smeagol.
Yes. We want it. We want it.